scripture reading. I'd like to read two portions of scripture, both in the book of Matthew. First one, Matthew chapter
11
and verse 25.
Matthew 11:25.
The other one is Matthew 21 and verse 16. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes.
Nenguva iyo Jesu akapindura akati, ndinokutendai Baba, Ishe wokudenga nepasi, kuti makavanzira vakachenjera, nevakangwara zvinhu izvozvo, mukazvizarurira kuvacheche.
And this verse 16 now of chapter 21. And said unto him, Hearest thou what they say? And Jesus said unto them, Have you read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise.
Vakati kwari, unonzwa zvavanotaura ivavo here. Jesu akati kwavari hongu, kwamuna kutongora vaere panonzi, kubva mumiromo yavacheche neava vachiri kuyama, makakwanisa kukudza.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. May be seated. I want to firstly talk about the two phases of the scripture that we read and what it means to us. The first scripture we read from Matthew 11, Jesus was talking about the young people, the babes. Amen. And he is saying that God has hidden the great things from the people that call themselves great, but he revealed those things to babes such as would learn.
Anoti iye Mwari akavanza zvinhu izvi kubva kune vanhu vakuru nevakachenjera akazvizarurira kuvacheche.
There are many people who feel these things are supposed to be for us, and these things must be revealed to us, but God does not think like that.
Pane vamwe vanhu vanonzwa kuti izvi zvinhu zvinofanirwa kuva zvedu uye Mwari vanofanirwa kuzvizarura kwatiri, asi Mwari vanogona kuva vasingaoni nenzira iyoyo.
I want to substantiate that with what we read in Luke and chapter 3.
Toda kuzvitsigira nezvatinoverenga kubva kuna Luke 3.
From verse 1.
Luke 3 kubva ndima 1.
Look at this scripture.
Mutarise gwaro iri.
This is the time when John the Baptist was on the earth.
Ndiyo nguva Johani Mubhabhatidzi paanga ari panyika.
But people were expecting the great things of the generation to be revealed to them.
Yanga iri nguva vanhu vachitarisira zvinhu zvikuru zvichizvarwa ichocho kuti zvizarurwe kwavari.
Look at the scenery.
Tarisai muone kurongedzwa kwaita zvinhu.
And the people that were in top offices.
Uye vanhu vanga vari mumahofisi makuru.
Were under expectation to see those things revealed to them.
Vanga vari pasi pekutarisira kuti zvinhu zvizarurwe kwavari.
The Bible says, now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias the tetrarch of Abilene. These are rulers.
Quatiberio Caesari, Pontius Pilate ari mubati muJudea, Herod ari mubati weGalilea, Philip munin'ina wake ari mubati weIturea neTrachonit, Risanio ari mubati weAbilene.
So these were the governors in that time. who were supposed to be receiving the great things of the great happenings of the day. Political sin. Come to the religious sin. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest. Is that right? They were the big guys as far as the religion was concerned. But the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. Amen. Do you see how God does it? John had his, Zechariah was a priest, well known in Israel. And Elizabeth, of course, with a powerful testimony in the day.
Elizabeth,
the priest was supposed to take John and take him to the seminary because he was a son of a priest. But we are told that as soon as he was 9 years old, he left. Amen. So God didn't want him to go through the normal course of the priesthood. But 30 years later, he was preaching by the River Jordan. Amen. So the word of the Lord came to him. It bypassed all the different people. Is that right? Maybe you can also see that for yourself. Renowned people in your area. Amen. Maybe in the society that's close to you. But God bypassed every one of them. But he came to you. Amen. And he spoke to you about the message of the hour. Amen. Then you can see, you call yourself unworthy, but God calls you worthy. Look at what God did to your father Abraham. Before he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he said, "Can I hide these things from Abraham, seeing he's a fellow heir of this inheritance?" So before the destruction, God came over to Abraham and told him what was just about to happen. And God has come also to the sons and daughters of Abraham. Before the destruction of this world. Amen. He says, "Can I hide these things?" Don't you see you are special? Amen. We are special in the eyes of God. We give God the praises for what he means to us. Are we special? Amen. We are special in the eyes of God. At your workplace, you might be the least. Your family, you might be nobody. But to God, you are special. Amen. This is where we get our encouragement. Amen. That we have a Father up in heaven that knows us so well. Praise the Lord. And about these babes also. Amen. We see the scripture in chapter 21. Coming back to the babes again. In one place, we know the scripture. When children were coming to Jesus, the disciples were trying to push them away. But Jesus says, don't do that. Let them alone. For the kingdom of God is for such. Amen. When you can have the faith like that of children. That's what, that's the kind of faith he's looking for. Is all right? Amen. So he's telling us now on this scripture. When you see children now, declaring what the parents are supposed to declare. So now we know that it has been understood. Sometimes the elders don't want to talk about what they know, the testimony that God has given to them. But children are always talking. Is that right? Amen. You heard, you remember this story we spoke about it the other time? That these parents were up on the bus and they were traveling. And this guy close to them started smoking. And the parents were just looking one side trying to avoid the smoke. But this little boy came up and said, "Sir, I want to tell you something. There are only two types of fires. And you must decide which fire you must be in. There's hellfire and there's pillar of fire. So you must make a decision." Amen. But the parents are now fearing for their son. Amen. But when you see your children beginning to do it, then you must know the message has come home. Is
that
right? So we don't want to leave our children at home. Bring them to church. They must hear the word of God. Because many people think that children don't understand anything. Brother, they are understanding a lot. They are catching what they are able to catch. Bring them to church. Amen. It will do them good all the time. So this other little boy was playing next door neighbors. He played there a bit too long until it was dinner time. And this boy could not leave the house, so they had to eat with the boy.
And they
started diving into the plate.
And
the boy screams, says, "No, no, no, we don't do that. We pray first." So the father said, "Okay. So we can pray. Let's bow our hands." And he started off with, "In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy." He says, "No, no, no, no,
no."
So the father had to break the prayer. Says, "We don't do that. We don't pray like that." So the father says, "So okay, you pray." So he prayed right. In the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ.
Praise God. So mother, take time with your children. Is that right? It will do them a lot of good all the time. We were talking at the other time about the healing of blind Bartimaeus. And we mentioned that his faith was raised by his memories about the stories his mother was telling him. While he was sitting by the walls of Jericho, and he could remember what Mama said about the God who opened up the Red Sea and the God who destroyed the walls of
Jericho.
Amen. And he was sitting right at that place. And he must have said, "Look, I want to believe that the ark of the Lord must have passed through right here where I'm seated."
ndokumba vati ndinoda kutotenda ino kuti areka ya Jehovah yakatombodarikana ipapa pandakagara pana.
When they were going round and round,
vanga vachitenderera mashungu
iwaya. I made the right place. So when his faith was going on like that and his memory was thinking about all those things, that's the time he heard about the noise. And it was Jesus coming. And they were trying to stop him from making noise. But he was screaming even louder. Amen. Mama has got a big job. Amen. We want Mama to know that she is the fifth gospel.
It's
alright. It is through you that we get a lot of things. I would like to give a little subject or a title this morning. Great things are done in simplicity. We are ready to see great things in this day. What never happened before. Amen. That's the change of our bodies. We must be gone. But science does not prove that that can happen.
As the signs are
the rest of the world does not agree with that fact that our bodies have got to be changed. As it was in the days of
Noah,
it was not raining like we know what rain is all about. God will just bring dew from the ground and wet the field. This is what was happening that time. But Noah comes in to bring a message different from their understanding and different from what goes on every day. That instead of dew, it is going to rain from above. Amen. And says, we must be ready. So that when it rains like that, it's going to flood the whole world. So God has given a message of a preparation that is building an ark. And God gave the dimensions of the kind of ark that was going to survive in that kind of a flood. And the kind of timber that was needed to build that ark. Amen. It was also very difficult for people to believe that it could be God who could give that kind of a suggestion. Starting from the very timber itself. Before we talk about the dimensions or even talking about the very ark itself in existence, because it was gopher wood. Gopher wood was light. So, yes, it could float. But the problem with that wood was it absorbed water. Amen. So they were saying, how can you build a whole big ark using timber that can absorb water? It's going to sink, man. Can't you see the size? Amen. But they didn't know how God gave the instructions to
Noah.
That it was not going to absorb water, but that timber was going to get sap from the evergreen tree. Boil up the juice from that tree and then that tree was going to absorb it.
Mutokana urimbo kubva pamuti uyu ndowanga uchinzi ngaufashaidzwe wozozodirwa pa muti wemugoferi wanga usikazonyuwa.
Are you getting the idea?
Muri kubata here musoro wacho.
And when it sucked that that juice that was boiled up, the prophet says it was stronger than steel.
Hanzi mugoferi ka waiti ukadirwa muti uyu kubva pamuti weevergreen.
So it was both inside and outside. So God can defy men's thinking. But this is how the ark was made. Amen. So people would say, look, but we don't believe this big thing is going to float. We're going to make our own small ones. Family by family. Denomination by denomination.
Sangano ni sangano rine ka areka karo.
And our own specifications.
Ka areka kacho kakavakwa.
At least they had idea that it was going to rain. The escaping part was a problem. Is that right? Just like today, everybody knows about salvation. But the question was how to get the salvation. Somebody in this generation was given instructions from Almighty God. And the message is our act today. Our way of escape. Not denomination or any other idea. Amen. Those things, they look right, but they will never help anybody. Amen. It's God who closed the door of the ark. Noah could have wanted it open to let some of his brothers or uncles and so forth.
Could Noah
but God closed it. Amen. So he was now preaching to the souls that's in prison. Totally lost and never to receive the message again. So this story of Noah.
Now you know why.
Some call it a myth, but it's a truth thing. Amen. But when God gives you a revelation, when it is revealed to you, I want you to get this. It does not only end up in your head. It must be manifested. It must be material. Whatever you get as a revelation, it must be made material. Come and shown in the flesh. If you believe in the rapture, it must be manifested. Amen. Some believed in polygamy a long time and they didn't want it manifested, but one day. They were secret believers. But today, they're public believers. This is why you must never have a private revelation. Whatever is revealed to you, prove it with the word, check up with the pastor, then you're going to be fine. Amen. Are we going to do that? Do you want to be safe? Do you want to reveal the correct thing? Yes, it has got to be manifested. Hallelujah. Our God deals in simplicity. Amen. Until he says, his gospel glows, but the devil shines.
Kusvika zvanzi vhangerika rineka kupfuta senge kemoto kaya, but diabolos ane zvinopenya penya.
We want to come into this so that you realize you're not looking for big things.
Toda kupinda mune izvi kuti zive kuti hatisi kutsvaka zvinhu zvikurukuru.
We are jumping over the things of God, looking for great things, and we don't even find them. Because he is hidden in simplicity and revealed in simplicity. Is that right? God could have taken people like Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, learned people to be messengers of the age.
Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, varume vakafunda kuti vagove ivo vatumwa kuchizvaro.
But again, he bypassed every one of them.
Asi zvakadaro akavanyenyeredza vese ivavo.
He went to somebody grade 7 education.
Akaenda kune mumwe munhu anga akadzidza kusvika grade 7.
Until even Dr. Roy Davis, his pastor in the Baptist church, he was laughing at him. It's not possible.
Kusvika Dr. Roy Davis, mufundisi wavo kuBaptist,
what you praying for presidents? You praying for great people? It's not possible. What kind of supper did you have last night?
Kuti iyewe manje mwochitanga kunamatira ma president nevanhu vakuru wakamborara wadye iko chakamupa madzikirira.
He could not believe that.
Haana gona kuzvitenda.
But if God says it,
asikana Mwari vazvitaura,
it doesn't matter how contrary it may look to people. It has to come to pass. Because it deals with simplicity. So you see, these great guys, if they get into trouble, they will lean back at their, into their education. Is that right? Then the people were going to be full of head knowledge. But God chose this man, the prophet, so that when he gets into a crisis, he will not lean on any doctrine or any great education, but you lean back on God. Until he said, I might not know the rest of the Bible, but there's one thing that I know. I know the author. I believe that is what we all need to do. We are not called to understand. We are called to believe. Amen. And the things, some of the things that we are called to believe are so ridiculous and out of this world. Amen. Even like the opening of the New Testament, Mary had to believe the impossible. That a child will come without the knowledge of a man. It's not possible. And it has never happened again. That was the only one. So the New Testament started off with a powerful testimony. Amen. Therefore, everybody in the New Testament must believe also in the impossible. Remember that God has got to change your language from impossible to possible. Amen. That's the kind of people that we are supposed to be. Amen. So we have to depend on him. And the things that God does are so simple. So we want to say this morning, please come down.
Tiri kuda kuti mangwana anaya tokukumbira kuti muburuke kubva kwamuriko.
Amen. Please come down.
Burukai
so that things can happen to you.
Kuti zvinhu zvigone kuitika kwauri.
There are certain things that you have got to understand.
Pane zvimwe zvinhu zvaunofanira kunzwisisa.
A lot of the miracles that's happening in the message.
Minana yakawanda iri kuitika mharidzo munomu.
It's not with the people that's been around long time.
Haisi kuitwa nevanhu vaya vakara makore nemakore mumharidzo inoyi.
Is the new people that's coming.
Asi vanhu vatsva vari kuuya.
Who are receiving it fresh.
Vari kuibata mharidzo vachiinzwa kuti ichokwadi ichi.
And they say, is it possible? Yes.
Vobva vati, ah, zvinokwanisika here, zvobva vati hongu.
Yeah, I must also get it.
It's me.
So, the ones that's just coming in.
Vachiri kutongotanga kupinda.
Amen. Those are the ones where things are happening.
Ndoo vane zvinhu zviri kuitika.
But the ones that's been around here a long time.
Asi vaya vagara kwemwana.
Brother, you've got to crank along.
Vakomba manje vakuda kutombokurumba kuti zvipane nezvinoitika.
Because you've got so many things happening in your mind.
Nekuti vane zvinhu zvakawanda mupfungwa dzavo.
You have moved away from faith to imagination.
Wabva kubva pakutenda.
You moved away from faith to hope it might be so. Please come down. It's possible. God can do it for you also. Even this morning. If only you can accept to come down. Because God does not deal with imagination. God does not deal with hope so. But he says, faith is real. Is that right? He says, just like when you are looking, he says, as you are looking at me right now, your eyes are showing you the color of my shirt. You don't argue about the color of my shirt, right? It's straight on the point. That's exactly what your faith is supposed to be. Accept it the way it is. The way God gives to you, that's how things have got to be for you. Is that right? And when God is revealing his word to you, brother, he does not go like into algebra. So simple. Until the Bible says, the common people heard him gladly. Because our problem is we've gone to school. And we want to take things and make it a concept like this and add another concept like this so that it can mean something.
Stop
doing that. Amen. Take it as it is. God wants you to take him as he is. Don't try to change what he is. Just as he is, take it. It is going to produce results. There mustn't be a maybe. It's not like he's trying to say. He's actually saying it. Is that right? And it must give you the results as he is giving it to you. Amen. How many of you have come to church this
week?
Praise God. Ask your neighbor, did you come to church? All right. I believe I have a crowd that has come to church. My first quote. Amen. The unwelcome Christ. Amen. Right on the first paragraph.
Paragraph 1.
And he was just going to pray. Shall we ask him first while we bow our heads? Now, Heavenly Father, this is thy word. It is said in the book. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word was God. So, if the word was God,
it's
still God. So we are so thankful to have the word before us tonight. He says, now we realize that this book has been written in such a way that you have hid it from the scholars, the wise and prudent. And you said you would reveal it to babes such as would learn. Now, we are willing to learn tonight. That's why we are here. And we're here expecting the great teacher to come and teach us tonight. The things that we should know. The Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. He reveals it to babes such as would learn. Common people. Understand it the common way. Do you remember when the token was applied in Egypt? When they killed the lamb, they were told to take hyssop and dip it in the blood and then brush it on the doorpost. Not with their hands, but with hyssop. And the prophet said, hyssop was a common plant. It could be found anywhere. It's like faith, which can be found anywhere. Faith is not a very difficult, let me use the word, currency for you to find. But faith is so available. You find it anywhere. That's what you must use to apply the token. Is that right? Let me come back to the word currency that I was just talking about. You know that currency means money.
And
money is not just yours only. But money moves from one hand to another. From one account to the other. It's movement. Is that right? It's like water that is moving. But some people have got bigger dams and some have got smaller dams. And some have got only streams where it is just moving. Amen. But it all depends on your daming power. Amen. But it is currency. You get the idea? But faith is a currency also. The believer might not have as much money as other people do have. You don't need money to buy a shirt. You don't need money to buy a house. Neither do you need money to buy a car. That's a currency we have.
simba rekutenga ratinaro.
The currency we have is dollars, is rand, is euro, and all these other currencies.
Simba rekutenga ratinoziya mazuva ese ndezvemadollar, maeuro, mapound nezvimwe zvakadaro.
But God has given us another currency. That one, we can have it easy. That one is faith. Some of the people with natural currencies like dollars and euro, some of them steal it, but you can't steal. Some are crooks, and they have it by crookery. But God knows His children don't do that. He has given them another form of a currency. Have faith in God. And what you have need of, God will give it to you. Amen. We don't have a formula. How you are going to buy what you are looking for using faith currency? But only believe. All things are possible. All things. Amen. The way you define all.
Is rinodzi zvese rino ndionoziva kuti zvese inorevei kwauri.
Define it your own way. If all means only sadza, then that's it.
Kana zvese yako ichiguma panhau yesadza ndizvozvo.
If you also include school fees in all, then you're going to have it.
Zvese yako ikazoti sadza ne school fees ndizvozvo.
If it also includes your health, then you're going to heaven.
Zvese yako ikawedzera neutano wako, utano wako unopuwa.
Is that a scripture?
Igwaro here.
All things. Not something. But all things are possible. Use your currency, brother. Amen. Then you're going to heaven. Brother, if we'd have time for testimonies, and we start to talk about what God has done to you. Brother, you are going to be so shocked. How can you get a car like this for so little amount of money? You are healed. But people that were suffering the way you are suffering, we buried them long time ago. But you tell me just one single service, without an injection, without any tablet, you are walking out happy and rejoicing. Faith currency. Does it work? That faith currency works. Amen. Only believe. All things are possible. So God has hidden this issue of believing. He has given it to babes, such as would learn. But the great one, they want to think about it. They want to make theories about it. They want to make a lot of things about faith. The greatest definition of faith is when you use it. When you apply it and it works, that's the definition. But the educator is going to tell you, you must hear it first. There's a gate called hearing, and that one is in the realm of flesh, and it must go in first. And then when it goes in there, it must hunt around for another avenue of entrance into your spirit. We'll hear that one later on. But for now, have faith in God.
And
it is going to work for you. Is that right? Faith gives you your health. Amen. Faith buys all that you are looking for. It's so simple. Don't you try to crank something and say, oh yeah, how about me? Don't you even imagine? It works so simple. And God uses the simple ones who don't want to use their imagination or their minds and everything. He wants you to accept it. Is that right? And it is going to work for you. He could have used some great daughters of the high priests of that age for Christ to come. But he went to little Mary. Insignificant. Not even related to the high priest. But did it work? It worked. Amen. Brother, sister, this morning, we're trying to remove the top part of your head. So that we can go inside and receive it easy. It's so simple. Amen. It is so simple. Yeah. Let me read another quote. Perfect strength by perfect weakness.
Simba rakakwana kuburikidza nekutera kwakakwana.
287. Come out of the wilderness.
Udai murenje.
That was John. About 30 years old.
Did John we are not 30.
I imagine a black head hanging out around his face. Fuzzy, big old piece of sheepskin wrapped around him.
Asina kunyatso tsvindiswa.
Stood in mud up to his knees. He said, I'm the one that was spoke of by the prophet
Isaiah.
And some of the denominations came out. He said, don't think to say to yourself, we have this and that. God is able of these stones to raise children unto Abraham.
Oh my. Why?
He had thus said the Lord. He had the message. God foretold he was coming. And the reason it came so simple, such simplicity, it went over the top of their head. Amen. Can you imagine Isaiah speaking about the voice crying in the wilderness? The Pharisees must have had a powerful imagination of some big tent with lights and with sounds and everything in the wilderness. Somebody with a powerful voice. So that he will speak, so that he will fulfill Isaiah the prophet. Who will ever think a man, knee deep brother in the mud, not swimming, just standing in the mud and preaching? And they said, that is the fulfillment. So simple. Yet that was a fulfillment. Is that right? And they came to him. And they were, John was just preaching to them. Amen. Even the tax collectors, they will come and say, you must never defraud. Even the soldiers, they were also given the, what was due to them. Is that right? Because he was the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. So you see, you must not imagine about the things of the word of God. Just take it the way it came. And God knows how to fulfill it. And when he fulfills it, brother, men's minds will be thrown one side. Amen. Yet, that is God's fulfillment. God hiding himself in simplicity. I'm reading this quote. 2:1-2. Notice, and Elijah humbled himself and stayed with what God said in such a way that it pleased God to take the same spirit of Elijah and promise to shove it 3 times down the road.
Hans cherechedza uone kuti Elijah akanga akazvininipisa. Mwari vakafara kushandisa mweya wake katatu munzira iyo iyi.
And he did it.
Vakazviita.
Amen. So he did.
Vakazviita.
So he promised it, but it will come.
Vakalimbisa kuti inozouya.
And it come upon Elisha.
Ikauya pamusoro paErisha.
His successor.
Akanga ari akatevera.
Then come John the Baptist.
Ikauya kuna John Baptist.
According to Malachi 4.
Maringira Malachi 4.
Amen. Is supposed to be here again in the last days. God loved that spirit that was upon that simple uneducated woodsman. From the back there in the woods somewhere, he was so obedient to the word that he could say, Elijah, do this. And Elijah would do it. And God hid himself in there in such simplicity till they all told him that old crank don't have nothing to do with him and so forth. Amen. Simplicity, brother, brings a lot of obedience. The prophet was talking about the great man Moses. He was so educated with the knowledge of Egypt. But God took 40 years to knock it out. So that he would be obedient to God. When he finally met God by the pillar of fire, by the bush that was burning, and God says, take off your shoes. The prophet says, you know, Moses could have said, I'm a learned man. Removing shoes, that is not a sign of respect. But removing your head is a sign of respect. So instead of shoes, I will remove my head, sir. Moses did not do that. He was told, remove your shoes. And remove these shoes. Is that right? Yeah, that is how it has got to be like. But today, when the Bible says, woman must not preach, they say, but look here, she has gone to school also. She's even more educated than some men. We even have some who are MPs. Some are counselors. So, where is your thinking? You must also allow it there. What did God say? They must not preach. Finish. There's no discussion about that. Is that right? Move into them churches. You've got women preachers. You've got deaconesses. And there's no scripture for deaconess. Because the scripture says, he must be a man of one wife. How can you turn it the other way around?
Nekuti Bhaibheri rinoti anonzi mudhikoni ngaave murume womudzimai umwe chete.
Is that obedience?
Ndokuteerera chaiko here?
Yes. We just have to obey. Finish.
Ngatiteererei zvakanyorwa
zvokuti. We must know and we must obey what he said.
Tinofanira kuziya toteerera zvakataurwa.
And this is what is going to help us.
Ndozvinozotibatsira.
Is that true, brother, sister? Amen. It's a whole issue of simplicity.
Indauka yehunyoro.
Once you do that,
ukangoita izvozvo chete,
God is happy with you.
Mwari vatofara newe.
Amen. Are we seeing what we're talking about this morning? Praise be the name of the Lord. Let's stand upon our feet. Do you love the Lord? I'm not dismissing. No, sir. I want to preach some while I'm standing. Amen. Of course, you know what that is curing. What doest thou here, Elijah? Amen. Praise God, praise God. And paragraph 37. Listen, brother. We need that still small voice. A still small voice that spoke. Jesus said,
Jesus,
you couldn't hear his voice in the street. You didn't hear him crying. He was our pattern. Look at him. He was compared. His spirit like a dove, gentle.
Akafananidzwa mweya wake senjiva wanga uri munyoro.
Is great things.
Zvinhu zvikuru.
A quiet thing.
Zvinhu zvikuru, zvinhu zvakanyarara.
Did you know that, friend?
Maizviziva here?
Listen. The sun which gives life on the earth.
Zuva riri kuuya neupenyu panyika panapa.
To every living thing.
Kuchinhu chese chinorarama.
And botany life.
Nechinhu chechirimwa chese.
Plant life.
Ne,
tree life, whatever more, it brings forth life. The sun does, and it can draw 1 million gallons of water from the earth. And make less noise than we can get a bucket full out of a pump.
Ah, see, ma million iwayaya emvura achidonzwa nezuva kuinda kudenga uko anoita ruzha rushoma kudarika munhu azadza ka bucket kamwe ari pamugodi.
Have you ever imagined that?
Wakambofunga here ipapo.
While we are quiet,
takanyarara.
The waters that poured here the other day,
mvura dziya dzakamboturuka musi uyawe.
The ground is dry already.
Asi pasi patoma.
What happened?
Chii chakaitika?
The sun sucked it up.
Zuva rakasveta mvura yese.
How much noise was made?
Makanzwa ruzha rwakadii mvura paya isumudzwa ichidzokera kudenga.
Silent.
Zvakanyarara kuti mwiro.
So that some more rain must come.
Kuti imwe mvura igone kuburuka.
Amen. Do you see how God does it?
Unoona kuti Mwari anozviita sei?
The greatest things happen in silence.
Zvinhu zvikuru chaizvo.
Amen. But when a man does a small thing, airtime goes, brother.
Airtime inopera mziyo yama.
The vendors will buy airtime. Amen. On the combi, on the bus, you stand up and tell everybody, it's me that did that thing.
Mukombi, mubhazi, anongomira chitaura handini uya akazodai.
But God does it quietly. This is where we're getting our idea, brother. Amen. So God is different from man. Man wants to be known, but not God. Is that right? Do you ever hear the world turning?
Makambonzwa here, nyika ino yatigere kudziri kuten. chitenderera, muchiinzwa chitenderera.
But it's turning actually.
Asi muzika inzwa kudaro iri kutenderera.
It's moving at such a fast speed.
Iri kufamba ne speed inotyisa.
But you're hearing nothing.
Asa hapana chamuri kunzwa.
Even if you put a flag up.
Kunyange ukaisa flag up.
It will never show you that.
Hauzooni flag richida iso kuti nyika iri kutenderera.
No, no, it's not. But it's turning, brother. And it's also spinning at the same time. But you are feeling nothing. This is how God does it. Did you ever hear the planets so they pass through the orbit?
Do
you ever hear one?
That's
a big thing. Did you ever hear the sunrise? Everybody keep quiet. Let's hear the sunrise. And then you hear some sounds, some beating of drums.
And
quiet. And when the sun is riding, is setting, you don't even have the sound kubu. As though it's sinking into the water. Brother, it goes quietly. And nicely. And people have got beautiful pictures of sunsets. Some good pictures about sunrise. But there's no sound. Let's take our seats. Because of that hand clap, right? Oh, but this is what our God does. Brother, when you receive Christ as your Savior, how much sound did He make when He was coming into your life? You only begin to see a change in your life. Is that right? But something has happened already. You never even saw Him walking into your life. You knelt down and said, Lord, come into my heart. You never saw somebody walking and creeping into your heart like that. He was just there. Amen. And you begin to praise. You begin to see a lot of things dropping out of your life. What has happened? Yes, come in. Are you seeing the simplicity? This is how He does it. Amen. But the idea is God's children, they allow those things to go over their heads. They don't want to be simple also. They don't want to behave like babes. Amen. There is no noise about it. There is no heralding about it. But it works anyhow. Is that right? Amen. God hiding Himself in simplicity. Paragraph 120. So it pleased God to reveal Himself and then hide Himself. Then hide Himself and reveal Himself in simple little things. It's put over the top of the head of man. Because if you say, why would a just God do that?
It's
because that man was made up in the beginning not to try to shift for himself. Amen. A man was made so that he can be completely depend on God. Is
that
right? That's the reason we are likened unto lambs and or sheep. A sheep cannot lead himself.
Gwai harigoni kuzvitungamirira.
Amen. He has to have a leader. And the Holy Spirit is supposed to lead us. So man is made that way. And God made all of his works so simple that the simple could understand it. And God makes himself simple with the simple in order to be understood. Is that right? He is understood by the simple. Not by the great one, not by the educated one. Is that right? So, this world reserves important jobs for the educated ones. So, we must go through bottlenecks. So some end up on grade 7. Form 2, form 4, A level. And they tell you, I finished school. But where? What part did you finish? Form 4. You have not finished. You haven't finished.
It's
still going. So you get jobs for Form 4. You get a job for Form 6. You get a job for first degree.
Form 6. Degree 1.
And they keep on going. Second, third. Doctor, professor, and so forth. Amen. So every one of them has got his own job. Brother, if the things of God were like this, we're going to be in trouble. Because we are not going to have enough money to go to school to get that kind of a level. But the thing now that happens, the more educated you get, the more difficult it is for you to understand simple things. Is that right? Now, the prophet never taught us not to go to school, please. You go to school. But be a Christian. Be a believer. Understand it. Understand the word of God. Get it the way he gave it to you. And otherwise he says, in Isaiah 35, I believe he said, though a fool should not err therein. It's so simple. And we know that God is so great. Till we expect it to be so some great something. And we miss the simple thing. The greatness of God is that he made himself so simple. He condescended to our levels so that we might fellowship with him. Is that right? You parents, you know very well. If you must fellowship with your children, please condescend. Because you are so big. And your children are looking up like this to you. There's no fellowship. But if you want to have fellowship with your children, kneel on the carpet, on the ground. With those little toys, you also come down. Is that right? You come down and make those blocks with them.
And
they can even make bigger blocks than you. Then they say, ah, they didn't have kundai.
Then they say, ah, today I just beat you at it.
Is that right? So they feel good that we have had fellowship with this man. He is great, yes, but he is my friend. Do you see the idea? Don't remain way up there. Condescend and have fellowship. This is what our God has done. He became a man so that he might know. He might feel like a man. He was tempted on every point. So he overcame. So that you too, when you get tempted the same way he was, he says, you must overcome. If I overcame, you must also overcome. Is that right? This is the whole idea. May God help us. We stumble over simplicity. That's how we miss God. It's by stumbling over simplicity. God is so simple. Until the scholars of these days and old days miss him a million miles. Because in their intellects they know that there is nothing like him so great. But in his revelation, he makes it so simple. They go plump over the top of it and miss it. Is that right? They miss it. But you now, because you're a prophetic class, these things of the word of God must never miss you. They must never go above your head. Because it was meant for you. So whenever he speaks about it, you know he's talking to me. And you know, this is the age that these things have got to be revealed. He's looking for obedient people. Amen. Without asking God, God, why are you doing this? Why me? Why not that other one? Do your children do that? Your children will never ask you. But then, our children know that my daddy is the best daddy in the world. Is this how you thought when you were still a young one? Yeah, your father is the best one. Because whenever you cry for milk, milk is there. You don't know how they ran around to look for money to get the milk for you. But you cry for it, it is there. They want school fees? You provide the school fees.
School fees, you know, poor.
So my dad is the greatest.
One.
Whenever I look for it, he gives me. And when we were young people, brother, we believed my dad can beat everybody around. There's nobody that can beat my dad. So when they're putting on short sleeve and you see the muscles coming like this, they say, yeah, I knew.
Short sleeve.
Nobody can beat this. But when you begin to grow up now, your story changes. About money, about milk and everything, the story changes. You have overgrown. Let's go back. To believe that our God is the greatest. Amen. He will provide all our needs. Whatever we are asking for, we know he will give us. He owns all gold, all silver, and the whole world in its fullness. When you need it. Not when you want it. But when you need it. He knows who to give. And what time to give. Is that right? When you raise your faith. Enough. God sees it. Didn't the Bible say he is the high priest that is touched by the feeling of our infirmities? Even before you ask him, before you pray about it, he is touched by the feeling of your infirmity. He knows there's somebody that's not well. There's somebody who is in trouble. He's the high priest. Did he show it one time? When that woman with the issue of blood came, who told him that there's a woman that touched the hem of his garment? He knows. He said, virtue has left me. But actually, he didn't ask because virtue left. But he wanted that woman to respond, to say yes. Because he actually knew who did it. Is that right? He wants you to speak. He wants you to proclaim with your mouth. He wants you to ask. Ask and it shall be given. Not imagine and it shall be given. Not dream and it shall be given. Ask and it shall be
given.
Is that right? He that proclaims with his mouth shall be saved. Is that right? Is he not able to save you even if you're quiet? He can do it. But he wants you to speak it. He wants you to ask. Is that true? Some of the things we even receive before we ask. But did you say,
Azika,
when you say, he still does that. He wants you to speak. Proclaim with your own voice. Is that right? This is what we believe. But it's so simple. He didn't say, write a whole book, big book about how much you believe. What is going to happen to those who can't write? What's going to happen to those who can't even proclaim to the rest of the world? Speak, brother. When you speak, that's when things happen. Amen. We don't want to be quiet. We don't want to be quiet. We want to speak. Amen. So simple. Amen. They were trying to make Bartimaeus quiet. Bartimaeus says, oh yeah, it's because you see, this is why you don't want me to speak. He cried louder. And they said, keep quiet. You are making noise here. Says, no. My sight. My sight. That's what I want. Amen. So, brother, you must you got to shout it. Speak about it. This is why that blind man was told, you testify. Extra. I can see. Extra. I can see.
Extra.
Speak. Let the devil be confounded. Because you must speak. The prophet says, you go testify that you are healed. If you keep quiet, the devil will simply say, oh yeah, my plan has worked. But if you say, I'm healed, the devil says, look, let me remove my hands also. Amen. Because he's healed. So the idea, you speak it first before you even receive full healing. Is that right? This is how it has got to be. It's the blood. Is that right? Israel had to go around Jericho before any stone fell off.
Israel yaifanga kutenderera Jericho pasina kana dombo rimwe radona.
Is that true? They didn't say how many stones have fallen so that we know how to go around.
Vanga avana kuti kana vatenderera vati ama kwadona matombo mangani tione kuti totenderera sei.
Not even a stone.
Panga pasina kana rimwe
radona. And everybody is alive in Jericho.
Munhu wese aingova mupenyu zvake muJericho.
Maybe even the hospitals were empty. Amen. To prove that you don't have to see somebody dying to believe that you have overcome.
You
praise God first.
Before
you receive your healing. Is that right? They went wrong. Amen. Because they believe it was God's instruction. On the seventh day. With the ark, with the trumpets. Brother, not even one spear was thrown. But the God healed. I mean, the walls fell down. You too, brother. Amen. Just praise God. Before anything has happened, that which you speak about is what has got to take place. Do you believe that? We don't say it because it's church. No. You got to exercise that. You got to do that. Then Almighty God, amen, we'll be happy to do it for you. Are you still around? The resurrection of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 1956, paragraph 54. Another lady. Is this a patient? Just this way, sister.
Over here.
By the microphone.
Now,
we are strange to each other.
Atizivane,
seeing that you are a colored lady. I want you to listen to this. Ask somebody close, are you hearing?
Vunza ari pedyo nawe kuti uri kunzwa here.
Brother Branham was now praying for a lady, a black lady, right?
Brother Branham vanga vari kunamatira mudzimai wechitema.
I want you to notice how he wanted her faith to rise up.
And
his faith also. And the compassion that is going to bring Christ onto the scene. Now that you are a colored lady, me, I am a white man. Again, the same thing rises. I like the faith of you people.
Amen.
In the early days, back in the slavery time, you were beat around and pushed around. But in there, the inheritance
as imomo naka
from your fathers
has
given you a faith.
Yamakapua kutenda.
Humble.
Muchizvinini pisa.
Simple faith.
Kutenda kwakanyoreka.
Now I'm a stranger.
Zvino inini hamundizivi.
I don't know you.
Handikuzivei.
Amen. But one of your brothers
asi mumwe werudzi rwekwenyu
when Jesus was up
Jesu panga achikwidza
going up Calvary
achikwidza kuenda Calvary
with the Lord on his back
akatakura mutoro wanga inawo kumusana.
He fell under the Lord.
Akaputsikira pasaremerwa.
His body was weak.
Mutumbi wake wanga wapera.
He was beaten.
Akanga arohwa.
Simon helped him bear the cross.
Simon akamubatsira kutakura muchinjika.
Don't you believe? He will help one of his children standing here.
Christu, anogona kubatsira mumwe wevana va Simon vakamira parapo.
If you only know, my sister,
kana ukakwanisa kuziya zvanzi,
that the very Christ,
kuti Kristu iye,
that he helped to bear the cross,
waakabatsira kutakura muchinjikwa,
his spirit is right here by your side,
uri pano parutivi rwenyu.
I am your brother. He is your God and your Savior. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, don't you believe that can bring God down? Your brother, your great-grandfather, Simon of Cyrene, with the same color like yours. Amen. He helped Jesus carry the heavy load of the cross. When he looks at you, when Jesus is looking at you, he remembers that. Amen. When you pray asking for him, brother, he will never say, not you. But he says, because your grandfather helped me, I'm going to help you too. Amen. Is that algebra? Very simple. Very simple. He feels duty to come and help you. Then you can say, me too, Lord. And me too. And me too. Amen. And Almighty God is able to come down and undertake for you. Look at what he did to this woman. And was suffering with a condition that you are upset about. It's a tumor condition. And you're all undecided about it. You have a lady's trouble also. Cause you trouble. If God will tell me where that place is, will you help your faith just a little bit? Just a little while he's at you. It's in your side. The right side. You believe now? Dear God, I bless this woman that you will help her and let her live. Give her a long life. And may the eternal blessings rest upon her. And heal her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, lady. Hallelujah. Brother, are you seeing how simple it is? She believed it. She knew the story of Simon the Cyrene. Amen. And she knew the obligation that she would feel that, yes, he helped Christ and today is my turn. You must look at opportunities, brother. Amen. And use every opportunity. And God is going to bless you. Are you seeing that? He is able to bless us. This is why he chose you to believe the message of the hour. You did nothing about it. But it is all God who did that for you. Do you believe that? Amen. Simple. Yet God has done it. I'm going to read one incident about the third pole so that you see how simple it is. Because the devil tells you whenever we say third pole, you begin to shiver. It's not me. It's for that other brother. It's not this time. It's for the other time. And you exclude yourself from these great things. The devil tells you the message is so difficult to understand. We want to tell the devil this morning.
Toda kuudza diabolos mangwanani ano.
Simple.
Zviri nyore zvinhu.
Very, very simple.
Zviri nyore zvinhu.
Amen. Seven thunders, very simple.
Mitini miraminomwe iri nyore.
Because you are waiting for the algebra, how to cook this and put this and add up this other scripture and take up this quote that has been hidden over the years. You pull it up and, hey, brother, that's not it.
Vanhu vakangonzwa kuti seven thunders vakutofungidzira kuti pachazonotorwa imwe nyaya iyo yozotirukidzaniswa neiyoyo ponovhomorwa imwe koti yanga isati yamboonekwa kwemakore nemakore zvokubatanidzwa nescripture iyo hazviitwi seizvozvo.
No. Thunders is the voice of God when he speaks.
Chinongonzi mitinimira minopwe izwi raMwari achitaura.
And he has been speaking. And what he spoke about was put on tape and books. Amen. So the message you have is the seven thunders. Is God who spoke to you? Is it still very hard? No. Is God speaking? Amen. And what he spoke to you is also very simple. Is that right? It's not hard. The devil wants you to think, hey, there are certain parts of the message that are so difficult to understand. Nothing. Not even one bit. Believe. Accept what he said. And everything is fine. Do you know we are living in a time when this issue of the third pool has got to be manifested through your life? In your day and around you. Is that right? It's not too far. It's just now. Is that right? And when you read and the prophet says, time is coming. When missing limbs are going to be given back. And then you look far. Time is coming. And you are waiting for the time. Don't do that. You say it's now. You say the time that is coming is now. It has come already. When it comes, a time when you need somebody to have a limb just bringing in, coming in, you must know, yes, this is the time. Is that right? You are not looking for some great man who must come with a great ministry and pour his and lay his big hands on that person for the limbs to go. Your small hands. Is that right? Your hands. Because do you know what the prophet said? If God is able to create a whole squirrel, how about just a little limb?
Oh yeah. Kana mwari vakagona kusika tsindi yakapana ine mitezo yayo yose kokuzoti mutezo umwe chete.
Did the squirrel have two eyes?
Two
nose. And a proper bushy tail. Yes. It was a whole lamb. A whole squirrel. From nothing. To something. And it was challenging us. A limb. It's a part of the body. And the body is in existence. How about just adding? It's just too little. Compared to compared to a whole body which was not even there of a
zero.
Can God do it?
Our
God can do it. Hallelujah. And we're not putting many years ahead of us. Amen. We're looking for people that can laugh at sickness. They hear so and so, or you are sick. You begin to laugh, brother.
What?
Sickness affecting me. So that I won't go to church. Because of a headache. You wake up in the morning, you feel the headache. Do you know what you do? Laugh at the headache. People ask you at home, why are you laughing? The devil is trying to tell me that I can't go to church with a headache because of this headache. You laugh at him. You take your bath, dress up. How is it? And you go to church. Is that right? The devil doesn't want you to go to church.
Satan had to go to church.
Amen. You come to church that way. Before the service is finished.
Service is not your.
You're right.
We don't want to pour you.
Is that true? So we don't want to listen to the devil. We must laugh at him.
Laugh at the devil.
Yeah. If you can't laugh at the devil, I'll tell you how to do it. Amen. Tell him, useless. Amen. You can't touch me. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Amen. This can happen. May God anoint somebody to laugh at a devil who is making a loafer.
Satan
is making a loafer. You laugh at the devil. You want me to be a lover for the rest of my life? Let a young man stand up and laugh at the devil. Me a
lover.
And I won't marry because I don't have the money. Then you laugh. You must make a big boo to the devil. Make a big boo. Oh, brother, sister, you are more than overcomer. We are conquerors. We will overcome the devil. Hallelujah. We overcome the devil.
Tinokunda Satan.
Who is older?
Mukuru ndian.
You and the devil.
Iwewe na Satan.
Yeah. Because we were there. We were shouting. We were singing. When God was fixing the foundation of this earth. We were there singing and rejoicing. Lucifer was not there yet.
Lucifer anga satapo.
Amen. So when the devil tries to tempt you,
diapolos pano zakukuyedza.
Mfana watanga futhi.
Just tell him, young man, we don't do things like that.
Mfana uya atanga futhi.
No, you see, this young man is mischievous again.
You know, your approach matters.
Kauyiro kaunoita kuna satanika. Ndoka kakosha.
But if he's a big devil, brother, you are afraid of him. But if you know, mfano, ula kweza kuita se, watanga kuita yagona.
Uka muona se, Satan is uombe, ula kundikana. But when you look at him and put him in his right place, all will be okay.
That's it. Overcomer.
Mukundi.
Fears no enemy.
Mukundi achike mwengi.
Praise God. I want to read here from New Ministry. Amen. And I watched it. And we come back. She wanted a rabbit.
Akanga ari kudatsuro.
This was Hetty Wright, right?
This sister Hetty Wright.
Brother Wood and I went out and killed two rabbits.
Brother Wood neni takabuda tikaina tikano
brought them back for her.
Ndokumba tadzoka ndomatapa.
She had dinner ready.
Vanga vatogadzira kudya kwemanheru.
Mrs. Wright and them.
Sister Wright nevamwe vese.
And during that time, Sister Hetty Mosia.
Panguva iyoyo Sister Hetty Mosia.
She just lost her husband.
Vanga vachangobva mukushakirwa nemurume.
And married that couple some years ago.
Ndanga ndarodza vaviri ava mamwe makore apfuura.
They got two fine children.
Vanga vaine vana vavo vaviri vakanaka.
And Brother Watt was killed.
Brother Watt ndokumba vaurawa.
His own body found under his own boy found him under his tractor mashed to death.
Vakatozowanikwa nemwana wavo mukomana vakatsikwa netractor.
And the little boy had a break. And something happened to him. Brother Wood and I went down there one night and stayed into the night where his mother and uncle were staying with him. And the Lord let him be well. And he's sitting present this morning. His mother was interested in him. That teenage just began to get out with the world. 15 years old or something. And his little brother coming on 12. 13 years old. He's giving us a background of the Wright family. Is that right? Amen. See, some of us, if you're given a rabbit, say, I don't eat rabbit.
I
want beef.
But
this was a real dinner for them, right? You see? Okay. Sister Hetty Wright.
Sister Hetty Wright.
Oh, you know. We call her Wright. Her name is Mosia.
Vanon's Mosia.
But she had been a loyal person.
Asvanga vari munhu akatendeka.
A little old housewife.
Mudzimai chaiye wenguva yakare.
Lived in two rooms, way back up on the into the hills.
Vachigara mu two rooms kumusoro kumakomo uko.
Out there with a shovel and a hoe. Trying to hold the cocoa bars out of the corn patch. To keep a little family together. She has worked faithfully. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham is showing the kind of life that she was living.
Brother Branham,
to whom the third pool was manifested.
Your
normal everyday life. It's not a life that is like make up, but a normal life. When I was sitting at the table eating dinner, I've been explaining what faith was. When the brothers came in the house of Sister Hetty Wright, I said, if faith is like this, if I would see a vision of Brother Shelby sitting or so and so, and each one the way they was,
kana ndikaona chiratidzo chekuti kuda Brother Shelby vanenge vakagarapo uyo ari apo kana zvinhu zvakamira sei.
And Sister Hetty was sitting way back.
Sister Hetty panguva ivanga vakagara
nechekumasure towards the other
masure pedyo nekune imwe kamuri.
She didn't have much to say.
Vanga vasina zvakawanda zvanga vari kutaura.
Never never does.
Semu gariro we nguwa yao yese.
And while we were talking,
tichitaura kudaro,
I said, if the Lord showed me a vision,
ndakati kana ishe vakandiratidza chiratidzo,
that something was to take place,
kuti pane chimwe chinhu chirikufanira kuitika,
then I would could say it.
Inini ndirozvitaura.
That's what raises my faith.
Ndozvinosumudza kutenda kwangu.
Amen. I said, when the Lord shows me what will take place,
kana ishe vakandiratidza chinhu chichaitika,
then I've got confidence it's going to be that way.
Inini ndinenge ndatotendeseka kuti zvichaitika sekataurirwa zvinenge zvaita.
When he shows me,
kana ishe vachinge vandiratidza,
is all right. His faith rises.
Kutenda kwavo kunosimuka.
I said, I would come right here.
Ndikati ndinouya pano.
If that little sickly girl sitting there,
kuri kuti kamusikana ako kari kurwara kakagarapo,
and the Lord showed me she was going to be healed,
ishe vondiratidza kuti achapora,
I would come right here,
ndaiuya pano,
and standing in the tracks,
ndomira panapo,
see if anything was just exactly the way he said it,
ndotanga ndaongorora kuti zvinhu zvese zviri munzvimbo here.
And then said, thus said the Lord.
He did
rise up and walk. I said, you would see those things, those little legs unfold. And them little hands unfold. And
to
get up from there and walk to the glory of God.
I said,
if it would come like that,
it's
all right. That little Edith was in the young sister to Sister Hetera was there sick. But he says, if God showed me that it was going to work out, that I was going to do it.
Edith angari muningina wa Sister Hetera, right? Aga garaba chikwara. Pra brana mvachiti. Mwarina kandiratiza kuti anopora. Dino zitaura izvozvo.
He said, I've been telling them about this experience.
Andira andiri kuvaudza pamusoro pechiti iko.
And I said, do you know?
Ndikati munoziya here?
I want to ask you something. Brother Bankswood was sitting next to me at the table. And next to the Sister Hetty was sitting way back. And the boys were sitting there. And Mrs. Wright and Mr. Wright and Shelby sitting back at my left.
Mr. Wright and Mrs. Wright vanavakagara kumasure kuruboshwe kwangu.
He says, now listen. Don't miss this. Show you the sovereignty of God. And while we were talking, I said, I want to ask you something. What put those squirrels there? There's no squirrels in the woods. I had hunted and hunted. I'm not the best hunter.
We are this muvhimi webiri.
But I have hunted since I was a little boy.
Asi ndakatanga kuvhima kubva ndiri chikomana.
And I had hunted close. And they were in the most ridiculous place.
Ndanga ndavhima pese asi tsindi dzakazowanikwa panzvimbo isingatarisirwi zvachose.
And then the most ridiculous way I could call them.
Uye dzakauya nenzira yekuti haitendeseki yandakafunga kuti daidza nayo.
What put them there? I said, I wonder if it is that my ministry is fixing to take a change. That the God of
Abraham
is confirming his promise as he did to Abraham. When he was up on top of the mount, and he needed a sacrifice for it. Instead of his son, Jehovah Jireh performed a miracle.
Jehovah Jireh akaita munana
and placed a ram 100 miles back. He was 3 days' journey.
And
an ordinary man can walk 25 miles a day. And then he lifted up his eyes and he saw the mountain afar off. And then went to the mount and went up on top of the mountain. Wild ram back in there, a sheep, wild animals would have killed it.
hondowe imomo musango gwai rikadai rakaurawa kana mukadzisango.
And then up on top of the mountain,
riri pamusoro pegomo,
where there is no water,
pasina mvura.
How did that ram get up there? What happened? God needed a sacrifice to prove to Abraham that he was Jehovah Jireh. And the very God of creation spoke a ram into existence.
Now,
it wasn't a vision. He killed the ram. And blood came out of that animal. It wasn't a vision. It was a ram. Amen. I said, that same God.
Hallelujah.
That Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
He is just as much Jehovah Jireh today as he was on the mountain with Abraham. He can still produce an animal to his glory. These squirrels was not a vision. I showed them. Blood came out of them. I dressed them and ate them. There wasn't a vision. They were squirrels. Amen. He's telling us what happened. I said, that same Jehovah Jireh, trying to get his promise over to me, in my thickness and dullness of mind, he could speak my need into existence. The same as he could speak Abraham's need into existence. Is anything complicated here so far? No. It's not complicated. It's God who is in control.
It's
God who is sovereign. Abraham did nothing for the ram to be there.
Abraham,
it's all right. The prophet did nothing for the squirrels to be there. It's a need which God is addressing. Just like this morning, if I'm not dozing and listening to what I'm saying, God can address your same need the same way. Is there a sovereign God? Do you force him to do anything? He sees your faith and he comes in to address your need. Was it thankful for Abraham? Yes, sir. Was it thankful for Brother Branham? Yes, sir. Was it thankful for Joshua? So it didn't start today, Abraham. It's only Brother Ram describing that as third pool. Finish. Is that right? So that you know what the word of God is all about. Don't let the devil tell you it's difficult. It's just as easy as we are reading. Abraham was under obedience and just doing what God told him to do, and things happened. Is that right? No more than say that till Sister Hetty sitting there crying.
This sat that tombo pedza kutsanangura nyaya iyi. Sister Hetty vanga vakagara apo vanga vachema.
Hetty and say the word.
Vanga vari vambotaura.
Then she says, that's nothing but the truth.
Vachibva vati ichi chikaiti hakuna chimwe chinhu ichokwadi ichi.
She said the right thing. I want to repeat that. She said the right thing. I want you to believe. When you finally say the right thing, you also, when you say the right thing, something has got to happen. She said the right thing. She said, just like Banks say down there, I heard her voice as it swept my ears like up into the woods. Mrs. Wright sitting back there with a little girl was trying to interpret what Edith said. I couldn't hear Mrs. Wright. Amen. Brother Bram says, Sister Hedy Wright swept through her ears. His ears. And that super anointing swept over me. Say, tell Hetty that she found grace in the sight of the Lord. Who wouldn't have thought?
Say,
tell her to ask whatever she will. Then you speak it by this gift into existence. Hey, brother! What did God do here? What did Hetty do here? What did William Branham do here? It was God in control. Just a simple brother. Hallelujah! Tell Hetty that she found grace in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Who would have thought? Tell her to ask whatever she will. Then you speak it by this gift. Whatever she asks. Amen. Speak it into existence. I looked at Sister
Hedy.
The first time it was ever performed on a human being. I said, Sister Hedy. Ask what you will. God is going to give it to you. Super anointing. Hallelujah. The same God who was upon the mountain with Abraham. The same God who was with William Branham when the squirrels were created. Was the same God that came in that house. What do you think of that? Does it get into you? 7 times he had confirmed it by an animal. 7 is God's complete number. He is the first time on a human being. What did he choose? Some great aristocrat? A great noted minister, a poor little widow woman that could hardly write her name. God knows what he is doing. Ask what you will. Hetty said to me, Brother Branham, what do you mean? I said, ask anything your heart desires and it shall be produced right here, that you will know that the Lord God of heaven answers and his scriptures are true. Amen. My first time with the new gift, my first anointing, I could hardly hear. And she looked around. Amen. We've been talking about her little crippled sister.
Said,
oh, don't doubt. In my heart, within a few minutes, amen, little Edith will be jumping to the glory of God.
Hetty
looked around, all around. Brother Bill, my greatest desire is for the salvation of my
people.
Amen. Why? There could have been a greater thing. She couldn't ask for
$10,000.
Should have got it.
I wanna.
What if it had been some millionaire?
They could have put it in.
Would would have asked another million. God knows what she was going to ask for. Sister Hetty, at least seven, eight witnesses
standing there,
only people that was present when that happened. Raise up your hand. Everybody in the building was present. That happened. Amen. Then he counted them people. Ask anything that you want. Because God will give it to give to you whatever you want. Her boys was beginning to go off on the teenage tantrum. She said, salvation of my two boys. By the will of God, by the power of God, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ your desire. And the two boys shook under the power of God, and that whole building trembled. Banks fell to he fell to his plate.
Shelby
had to scream.
Shelby,
amen. Hear her for two blocks. And them two boys, with tears rolling down their cheeks, received exactly what they had asked for.
Right there.
Brother, sister, this was a normal fellowship. And they were actually eating. And while they were conversing and eating, and Brother Bram started to talk about this, Banks Wood, when he saw those things happen, they said he fell into his plate. Normal. Amen. But it happened. Is it difficult? Brother, just as simple as this. May God, by His grace, anoint us to come into a situation like this, so that we will know that super anointing can come again on you to bring to you your need. And Almighty God is able, more than able, to give to you according to your desire. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. This time is the finish, right? Amen. Want to welcome those who are still were dozing here and there. Amen. But I want to tell you, you lost out. But we're having a good time. Amen. Do you see? We were talking about you. You can remove Sister Hetty right there. And put yourself right there. According to your faith. Even today. If it doesn't happen today for you, it could be tomorrow. But I want you to notice, it happens with such simplicity. To you also, it will happen with such simplicity. You don't have to climb up a mountain and come down and claim. You don't have to go underwater and come out. You don't have to go into a stone and come out. Just as you are. That's how God deals with situations. Amen. Yes, it can happen to you. Was Hetty so special? in her normal way of life.
Asati kurarama upenyu wake wemazuva ese.
God did that for her.
Mwari vakamuitira.
God gave a ram to Abraham.
Mwari vakapa hondowe kuna Abraham.
He gave a squirrel to Brother Branham.
Ndokupa tsindi kuna Brother Branham.
Salvation of the two boys to Sister Hetty.
Ndokupa ruponeso rwevakomana vaviri kuna Sister Hetty.
You might not need squirrels.
Because
even if God gives you squirrels, you're going to throw them away.
Because
maybe you don't eat
that.
But he comes right into your need.
And
that is what he's going to supply.
He
supplies all our needs. And we desire
that
the third pool will manifest in your life. Your normal everyday life. That's how God comes in. And it will work out for us. It will work out right. Let's bow our heads. Can
you
sing the song that the brothers are playing? Sing that song prayerfully now. Let's sing it again. Prayerfully now. That's how it is. Let's all sing it again. We want to raise our hand, faith to him, to believe that the same God of Abraham, that God can come back again and produce the impossible. That's the God we believe. Thank you. sing that song, everybody now. Raise your faith to Him. Thank you, Jesus. To the Lord in prayer. We believe it, that all things are possible to them that believe. And we believe this evening, this afternoon, hallelujah, that God is able to do to us according to our desire. Hallelujah. You know your situation. We might not know that situation. But Almighty God, who is in the building right now, He is able to deal with you when you say the right thing. Say the right thing. Hallelujah. When we are able to say the right thing. Praise be the name of the Lord. Sing it this afternoon. I want to pray with you. Some have come over here to the altar. Some are right there on their seats. But you have got a need. And you believe that Almighty God, that this afternoon He can do something to somebody. He can do something to you. He can look into your faith and supply your need. He can respect your faith. Hallelujah. Just to know that Almighty God, who is in service right now, is able to do something. Whenever He comes, something good has got to happen. We want to believe that this afternoon He is around and He has come. He was in service all along. He was inspiring somebody by the preaching of the word to come to a certain spot where all things are possible for them. And we want to say, things are possible. All things are possible. Amen. If only you believe Almighty God.
If
you believe in the God of
Abraham.
If you believe that God worked with William Branham. He did something with Joshua. He did something with Sister Hetty Wright. It can also happen on people. You are one of them. It also happened on Sister Branham. The tumor was removed by God's operation before the doctor touched it. We believe also God can do something for you. Hallelujah! He can reward your faith. We might not know what you are looking for, but we believe God had to bring a service like this to bring you up to a level where you believe that it is possible. The devil was telling you it's not possible. He told you it will never happen. The devil told you, not you, not but others. But I want you to tell the devil, it's me standing in the need of prayer. It's not my brother, not my sister, but it's me standing in the need of prayer. I'm ready. I am ready for something to happen. I'm not imagining it. But I believe that you can do it. Lord Jesus, we come before you.